Verse 3, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why was Jerusalem troubled if Herod was troubled? Right? Herod is a vassal king supported by the Roman government. Herod is not king of the Jews. He's king of the Roman province that oversees the Jews. And so he's a turncoat. You know, when the Nazis came into France, there were guys with swastikas walking around saying, hey, I'm here to run France. French people submitted to Nazi rule. And, you know, after they were defeated, those people were hung as traitors. Those people were killed for their treason. And so that's what this guy is. He's a traitor king. And these people have come and said, we're here to see, and look what happens. This guy is going to lose his power. It was said of Herod, it's better to be one of Herod's pigs than one of his sons, because he murdered several of his own sons because they represented threat to his rule as king. He murdered other wives because they were threats to his power. And he felt it slipping. And here's people from a foreign land, an entourage on this border town of the Roman Empire and the Parthian Empire. And they came traipsing through and said, hi, we're here to find the king of the Jews. P.S. You're not him. Well, everyone's troubled because he's troubled, because he kills anybody he doesn't trust. And oh, great, now he's going to be paranoid. Everyone's worried. Then Herod's worried. Verse 4 says this, assembling the chief priests and scribes of the people, he, Herod, inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Now he knows the king of the Jews is the Christ, the Messiah. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet in the Bible, would you please turn to your Bible, you know, and they go and they quote to him Micah, and it says in verse 6, it's quoted there for you in the scripture, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. We know from the Bible, Herod, that the one who's coming, who's going to rule, P.S. it's not you, is going to come from Bethlehem. So, verse 7, now Herod's got some information. Where does Herod go for his information? Where does this man, who is the vassal leader propped up by the Roman government, go to find out what the people of God trust is true? He goes to the scripture. He goes to people who know the scripture. Would someone come to you if they needed to figure out what's what? If someone said, you know, I'm wondering about this Jesus, who shall I ask? Do I know anybody? Do I know Christians? I know who's a Christian. That person spoke up in public in front of other people and said, well, I know something about that. You know who? There's those people. They do that thing with the church, don't they? And they're there every holiday club. I could ask one of them. Maybe those people who feed the meals to the kids who don't get food when school's out. The church, those Christians, I know there's a church and there's the people who sit in the community council meeting who are from that church where the community council meets. I could go ask them. Do you see what I'm saying? All the examples of your life lived out identify you as somebody to whom somebody who wants to know the truth can go. This place is open on Sunday so that anybody who wakes up and says, I need to find out more about that, maybe I'll go to the place on Brook Street. Right? I better get a Bible and see what this stuff is about. Can you read the Bible? Yeah, my friend says it's actually a normal book. I know people say, oh, you're not a professional, don't read it. Come and let the professional person to do it. If they have a collar, you can trust them. They'll tell you what to do, and then you give them a little bit of money because otherwise they won't eat. And then the professionals will tell you. But that's not what anybody who meets one of you is going to hear. You're going to be able to tell people who you meet, no, it's in a book, it's just English. You know? I mean, they've translated it into understandable English now. You should read a Bible. That's where the truth is. And that's what this guy does. And so they quoted from Micah. And here he is. And he said, so tell me in verse 7, what time did the star appear? And verse 8, he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word that I too may come to worship him. And everybody in the audience is like, boo, hiss, because he's lying, because he wants to, and you find out what he's up to.